You hold the flame down on the top. Again, last Gemara was by when Yidden went over the Yarden, so it says that the chivon shenitfulu ragle kahanim b'mayim. As soon as the ragle, the hands of the feet of the kahanim went into the Yarden, went into the water, is chazur hamayim lacharayim. Right away, it happened in Nais that the water started to go backwards. The water turned backwards. Shenemal, like the pasuk says, ukhvay nois sayorin ad hayarden. That as soon as the people that were carrying the Oren, that were the Kahanim, as soon as they went into the Yarden, right away it says that the water started to stay and went backwards. And it says, Vayamdu Hamayim Hayordim Milmalo, that the water that was coming down from above, Komo Nedechud, now it stood like one, Ned, like one wall. Now, Vakamo Goivin Shamayim, how tall, how high was the water of the Yarden? Like when it stopped flowing in order that the Yidden should be able to go through the Yarden. How high did the water stand? So one man, the first one I wanted to say, Shnei Mosa Mil al Shnei Mosa Mil. The Mamashi was 12 mil wide and 12 mil high. That's how tall and how high and wide the Yarden was. Like the water stood still in order that the Yidden should go through it. So Mamash, like, was a blockage there to stop the water from flowing, and it went up 12 mil, and it went sideways along 12 mil also. And this is Keneged Machne Yisrael. This is Keneged, the whole Machne of Yisrael. We know the Machne Yisrael, when they were traveling in the Midbar, it was Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil. So that's the same way now this nest by the Yarden, also the water went upwards and sideways 12 mil by 12 mil. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. On this, the Gemara asks, Omalai Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon has a kasha to Rabbi Yehuda. Lidvarech, according to you, Odom Kal Oymayim Kalim. Who could run faster? Who could go faster? Could water travel faster? Or could people run faster? So, Hevi Yomar, I'll tell you, Mayim Kalim, that the water goes faster. Water could travel faster than a man could run. Im came, if so, Luchura Boyin Mayim Vishait Vinoison. Like after the Yidden went out of the Yarden, then the Chura, the water came down to its normal way, and the water started to flow normally. See, if you're telling me now that the Yarden itself was 12 mil by 12 mil, when as soon as the Yidden went out of the Yarden, the water would start to come tumbling down and should flush them away, should drown them all. And came Boyim Mayim v'Shait V'Noisim. As soon as they left the Yarden, that the water came down, it was like 12 mil high and 12 mil long, so that was as long as the whole Yidden were, so when the water started to come down again, it should flow them all away. That's the kasha. So therefore, Ella, if Hagab Lazar B'Shimon learned, Ella Melamed Shoyumayim Nigdoshin B'Oilin Kipin Agabi Kipin. Says, no, it wasn't so wide as the water, but rather the water went on top and on top and on top, one like a piece on top of a piece. Yes, Misholosh Meyes Mil. It went high, 300 mil high. That's how high the water went. So it wasn't that wide. So therefore, when the Yidden went on the other side of the Yarden, they did not go, like it did not hit them, because it wasn't that wide, the water. The water was just straight all the way up 300 mil. Now when it came down, it also went flowing, just that small shetach of the Yarden, it went flowing just on its width. But the Yidden on the other side, it didn't affect the Yidden. It wasn't 12 mil wide. It was only a small amount wide, but it was just very, very high. It was 300 mil high. Acheru oison kol malachem mizrach amarav. Mamish, all the kings of mizrach amarav were also able to see this Yarden. When the nest happened, that the water went so high up, they were able to see it. Shinema, the Pusik says, Vayi kishmaya kol malachi ha-mairi, asher b'yever ha-yardein, yomo, that was, when they heard about all the kings of the Mairi, on the other side of the Yarden, heard about this, v'chol malachi ha-kanani asher al-ha-yom, es asher hoivis ha-shem esmei ha-yardein, mifnei b'nei Yisrael, ad-ovrom, that when all of them heard about this great nest that Hashem did, the way the waters of the Yarden dried up, and just the water went all the way up 300 mil high, is Vayimas Levavam, their hearts fainted like, Lehoyo Bemoid Ruach Mivnei Bnei Yisrael. They didn't have any feelings anymore to go fight against Klai Yisrael. They saw that Klai Yisrael was so strong that they wouldn't go against them. So it was this nest that all the Malachim, all the other people saw it. That's because it was so high up, this water went straight high up, 300 mil high. And the Av, Rochev Hazoina, even by Yeshua when he sent the Meraglim, and they went to Rochev Hazoina, also Amro Lishlucha Yeshua. She also told to the Shluchim that Yeshua sent her, that Ki Shemanu Es Asher Hoivis Hashem Es Mei Yamsuf. They heard the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu dried up the Yamsuf. Well, 7 it says, V'nishma V'yimas Lebaveinu, that the hearts fainted, for they come out, and they wouldn't go after Klai Yisrael anymore. So Rashi learns, V'yavrochava Omro Lishlucha Yeshua Koidim Shavra Sayardin, even before the Yidin went over the Yarden, Shakriyas Yamsef Hoyim Espachtem Adayim, like the Rochav Hazoina told, that the Goyim was still afraid about the nest of the Kriyas Yamsef. The Lachas Kamavakama now, when they saw again the second time by the Kriyas of the Yarden, for sure the hearts were faint, like they gave up, like they were still afraid about this great nest that they saw, Bishas the Kriyas Yamsef. Then the Mora says, Oidom B'Yarden, they were still in the Yarden. So Omalem Yeshua told Klai Yisrael, Vaisis, while they were crossing over the Yarden, though you should know, Almatem Oivrim Es Yarden, how come we're going over the Yarden now? Almanash Terishoy Es Yoshua Yoreth Mepnechem, in order that we should Yarshin, like kill out all the Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael now, and we should go and Yarshin them. Shenemo, the Pasuk says, Vehoirashtem Es Eis Kol Yoshua Yoreth Mepnechem, but you go make Yerushan inherit them, but you take over Kol Yoshua Yoretz, all the people living in the land. That's what Yeshua told Klai, so that's what we're supposed to be doing now. You have to know, we're going over now to have Muhammad to fight and to capture Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, A'oidem b'yardein omlem Yeshua, k'desiv akanim noise yaren aimdem b'secha yardein. A'atam kol advar mashetziv Hashem as Yeshua, dab yalom, zeh adover. This is what Yeshua told them, that they should know we're going over to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, Yimatim oisim kei mutav. If you're going to do this, if you're going to go over to fight, it's good. Imlav, but if you're not going to go over to fight to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you should know, Boyim mayim v'shoitfen oisichem. Water is going to come and just drown us. Says Lashon of oisichem. Gemara says, May oisichem, what's the double Lashon of oisichem? So Yeshua told Klai Yisrael, means to say is that Oisi b'yitchem, me and you, that if we're not going to go over now to fight, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you know, me and you together will all be drowned. Then Oidom b'yardin, when the Yidin, when the feats were still in the Yarden, Omar lehen Yeshua told Klai Yisrael, Harimu lochem ish even achas al shichmai, you should pick up each one of you a stone on your shoulder. There should be 12 stones, like according to 12 Shvatim of Klai Yisrael, that's how many stones should be picked up. Rashi says, Harimu lechem, Heimo avonim shekimu tachas matziv ragli akhanim lizichroin, liyasimu lebonim shavu avos asiyardim. These are the stones we took out that should be the current to remember the great nace of the Kriyas of the Kriyas of the Yams of the Yarden. Uchsivit says, Laman tiyu zois ois pekir b'chem, this should be a sign amongst you. Ki yisholun b'neichem ochav, your children will ask you tomorrow, lema saying, Mo ha'avonim elu lechem, well, how come we have these stones here? What's so great about these 12 stones? Is you'll tell your sons, is similar bond, this should be a sign for your children, she'ovru ovois es ha'yarden, that our fathers went over the Yarden. This should be a sign to be able to tell everybody about the greatness of the Kriyas of the Yarden. Vaito oidom the Yarden, they were still in the Yarden. So, Omalem Yeshua told the Klai Yisrael, Sulochem mizeh mitoicha Yarden mimatziv ragle kahanim, that carry up Sulochem, take for you from here, in the middle of the Yarden, from where the feet of the kahanim are standing, Hochen shtei mesre yavonim, prepare them 12 stones, v'havartem oisem imochem, and take them with you, v'nachtem oisem v'moloin, esher tolinu boi halayla, and you should put them in the first mole, in the first place you're going to lodge at night, the first place you're going to sleep, that's the place where we should leave these 12 stones. Trashihem shekimu bar evil, obono mizbech v'koflum v'kovam v'gildul. Hey, these are the stones that they made by the Harevah we had before. They made the Mizbeah from it, and they were Kaveah these stones in Gilgal. Zweite. Yochol b'chom uloyim emolo. Maybe any place they went to sleep, they're supposed to put these 12 stones. Talmud uloyim emolo. The Pasuk says, asher talino voy halaylo. That night, the first place where they slept that night, that's where they're supposed to take these 12 stones to. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ava Chalafto, Rabbi Elazar ben Masiyo, V'chananya ben Chachinoi, Omdu Aloysen Avonim, they went like to see how big those stones were, V'shi'uram, and the Mishayah, they said the measurement of it was, that Kolachas V'yachash Kulo, Ki Avoyim Sor, each one of them mamish weighed the measurement of 40 saw. Yeah. That's how big each stone was. Each stone was avoyim saw. Ugemirim learned like this, that the tuna demandly inch lekasve, how much a person can carry on his own shoulder, if one person picks up something, when he puts it on his shoulder, that tilsa the tuna heavy. It's only one third of what he can carry if he'll be carrying with somebody else. If you want to put it on your own shoulder by yourself, you can only carry one third of the weight that you could have been carrying if it would have been two people together. Like Rashi says, Tilsa the Tunahu, Enrel Shlish Masoi Shenoisa Kishamatina Achar. If someone else will be helping you, he'll be able to carry three times as much as you can put on your own shoulder. Nimsa Shoi Kolechad Mea Noise Masa Kokobus and Soin. So, right now, each one picked, 12 people picked up these stones by themselves. And each stone by itself weighed 40 so. Now, Mikanato Mechash, from here we can learn out, Li Eshkel. How big the Eshkel was when the Meraglim went into Eretz Yisrael, that they had to carry it back home, that we'll soon see 8 people had to carry it. So if you needed 8 people to carry it, it comes out that it was 120 soin. Shinem Rapotet says, Vayisol Vamot Bishnaim. You had 2 people carrying it. The Eshkol, the cluster of grapes. Now, Mimashma Shinema Bemoit, since they said they were using the staff, like that means they had a one on one shoulder and the staff, the stick, was going across the other one shoulder, and the cluster was hanging in between. So, Mimashma from the extra Mashmois of the Pasuk Shinema that says, Bemoit, with the staff, Ein Yodei Shabishnayim, don't I know that you need 2 people? Whenever you use a staff to carry something, you need 2 people. One person's on one side of the staff, and the other person's on the other side of the staff. If so, matam alayim b'shnayim, what does the pasuk have to say? You had 2 people carrying it. Pshiti, you had 2 people carrying it. So my answer to it means b'shnei mutais, means there are 2 sticks. So it comes out there were 4 people carrying the eshkol. Yeah. So Rashi says like this: Umikan ato mechashiv kamoy b'eshkol shenoso shmein anoshim. 8 people are carrying it. See, so you had 8 people carrying it, so it comes out now, when you have 2 people together, each one could do that 120 saw. We say, now here they carried the stones by themselves, it was 40 saw, and that's only one third what you can do with somebody else. So when you have 2 people doing it together, each one of them could do 120 saw. And you needed 8 people to carry that cluster of grapes. So that cluster of grapes was 8 times 120 saw, and that's how big it was.
Here's those 4 people.
We'll soon see. Omer Shtei Mutois and Omer Reb Yitzchok Turtini for Turtini to Turtini. How do you have this? Shemayna Nosel Eshko. 8 of them carried the cluster of grapes. Now Turtini for Turtini to Turtini means like a double ocean of sticks. Rashi says this. Rashi says, V'turtini v'turtini, masoyu masoy takas masoy. That means one on top of another. You had 2 sticks and 2 sticks and another two, and four, another 2 on top of that. Another 4 on top of that. Like Rashi like this. Shatachtoinim mesayayin asayayinim. The bottom ones were helping the top ones. Uvachol echad hoyu shnei mutais. Each one of them had 2 stairs. Ketzat. Those you had 2 sticks on the bottom and 2 sticks on top of it. Ketzad, shnei mutas holchim zeitzel zeh. You had 2 sticks, one next to another. V'yarbo noisim noisim. You needed 4 people to carry it. 2 sticks, each sticks need 2 people. That's 4. O shnei mutas achreim, and you had another 2 on top of that. V'yarbo b'neyad noisim noisim. V'ein galachson. That's how you had 8 people carrying the cluster of grapes. So out of the Meraglim, it was like this. When the Meraglim went, it was 8 people carrying the cluster of grapes. Yeah, echad noisa rimon, One of them was carrying a rima of pomegranate. Comes down Mustam, that weighs 40 so. V'yecha nosa teina. And one was carrying figs. It also weighed 40 so. And that's how you have 10. And Yeshua v'kolev lo nosa klum. Yeshua and Kolev, they didn't take anything. They didn't carry anything back to the Klal Yisrael. Hiboy Yisrael, one Teretz says, you know why they didn't carry anything? Mishum da chashivi. Because they were chashivi people, Yeshua and Kolev. So it's not nice for a chashivi person, a respectful person, to have to carry. Hiboy Yisrael, another Teretz says, Shloihoyu b'yoyse eitza. That they weren't at that eitza. Like they knew that the other Meraglim were taking it back to show Klal Yisrael is too hard to fight. We can't fight them. And Yeshua was against that. He had Yiras Hashem. He wanted to go fight. So therefore Yeshua and Kolev did not agree to take back with them these pairs. Mor pligi bo Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. It's the Machlokes Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chadoma once said, Ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda, current Rabbi Yehuda, Kechani Yoson,